Yeah, they can, you know, with an SDR, the selectivity and the sensitivity, you know, has gotten crazy. The radios have always been very sensitive, but it was the things like, how did they operate amongst other stations? So it's your contesters or even your DXers to some degree. They don't have the adjacent stuff as much, but that's where the real improvements have been made. The guys would try to find radios that could operate amongst other radios, you know, or they could dig out, you know, some DX way buried in the dirt. The average user probably doesn't notice a whole lot of benefit, you know. You know, the thing is, the, you know, notches work so much better now, and bandwidth is so flexible now. You know, in the past you needed a analog, you know, circuits to get your bandwidth choices, or crystal circuits, and you know, you had to pick, and now you can have, you know, almost an infinite, you know, bandwidth, and the sensitivities and the selectivities are just incredible. And then, you know, add to that, you got a fish finder, you know, so you can see your signals popping up all over, and you got an automatic notch filter. You don't even think with it anymore, and you know, some of these automatic noise limitings, you know, can take a signal that you couldn't even dig out of the dirt, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, and now you can hit a button and it'll clean it up. Is it earth-shattering? Probably not. A really good radio from back then is still going to be a pretty damn good radio, but this new stuff is just like, you know, a little here, a little there, and then the bells and whistles. Yeah, it's good stuff, man. It makes a lot of things a lot easier. But you really got to talk to the contesters and the DXers if you really want to find out how much improvement this new stuff is over the older stuff. Because, you know, a casual operator like me doesn't quite notice how important an intercept point is, you know, in a contest station, you know. So, you know, that's the thing. You got to ask the right people to find out. I can only tell you what I know based on my casual operation. Matt?
Go ahead, Joe. Boy, some people recognize my voice. That's pretty good. You know, you guys amaze me. If you don't mind me commenting, KE4ZYQ. I'm listening to your conversation. I agree with all the stuff that's being talked about, but think about this, guys. These smartphones now that we have, that we carry around, and if you have a lot of memory, a lot of capability, and the internet connection. A lot of smartphones have such extravagant high-definition camera capability, photo and video, and you can get on the internet and go anywhere that the internet will take you. And you got a computer in your hand, and the amount of memory, just depends on how much memory you got, how speed, level of phone you have, and it's amazing what you can carry and do with a cell phone. And, you know, just anywhere in the world, photography can be high definition, videos can be high def, just everything about a smartphone. You could go on and on and on like you're talking about radios. But I grew up with young, you know, Polaroid and all the easy 110 film cameras, you know, and just literal film cameras. And, you know, when digital came out and all the stuff for cellular came out and then the phones come out, smartphones, leaps and bounds, but I'll throw it back to whoever had it next there, KE4ZYQ.